We're back on Downtown at 4:45 on your Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble, Carrie Haskell here with you. Our next guest on the program is an acclaimed documentary filmmaker. She has won 3 Emmy Awards and a Peabody Award for her work on films like Stay Woke, The Black Panthers, and the 90s series on CNN. Her latest effort is entitled Black in Space, Breaking the Color Barrier, which premieres Monday night at 8 on the Smithsonian Channel. We're thrilled to be joined by filmmaker Lorenz Grant this afternoon. Lorenz, thank you so much for being with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I've been a fan of your work for a long time, and this is such a fascinating story. As somebody who grew up following the space program, I cannot wait to see Black in Space, Breaking the Color Barrier. And it's we think of the Cold War and the space race and the civil rights movement as in many ways disconnected, but what you're going to teach us is that they were very much entwined during the 1950s and 60s.
Absolutely. That was some of the most fascinating pieces for me personally and as a filmmaker. You know, talking with a lot of the scholars, you know, they too mentioned that, you know, it's somewhat fresh history, if you will, to combine them. You know, more scholars are now starting to look at all of these things as intertwined. But you're right, it's like we know so much and there's so much written about each of them separately, the space race, civil rights, and Cold War. But to put them all together, I found that certainly was a challenge, a storytelling challenge, but also riveting.
Now, you've done a film about Jesse Owens, and much like the United States wanted to use Jesse Owens as a powerful symbol against the Nazis, John F. Kennedy saw the value of having an African-American in the space program as we were going head-to-head with the communists in the Soviet Union.
Yes. I am struck by, you know, this act of symbolism, if you will. They are so important. And, you know, in my films, it's so exciting to just get that opportunity to do the films, but also to hopefully try and shed new light on stories that maybe you thought you already knew. And with this film, you know, I was really struck by all the back channel and the discussions behind the scenes about trying to get an African-American candidate. You know, this really was a race. You know, this is what the Cold War meant. You know, who was going to have world domination? And the Soviet Union was sort of, you know, leaning into a poking in the eye, if you will, the United States and hammering it about its race relations. You know, the black press was, you know, kind of hammering and away at, you know, why aren't there not enough or any African-American candidates? So there was a lot of behind-the-scenes turmoil and drama that I wanted to try and include and spotlight. And so that's how we get the first candidate, Ed Dwight. And I did not really know his story.
No, and that's just from the clip I've seen. That is a fascinating story. And well, suffice it to say that Chuck Yeager comes across as not quite the heroic figure that he's always been portrayed as.
Well, you know, people are complicated. Heroes are complicated. And I definitely wanted to shine a light on what was this fascinating, rich, complicated, fraught relationship between these two men. You know, Chuck Yeager was both mentor, hero, and you could say arch rival, arch foe. You know, these two men had quite a interesting, tumultuous relationship, and I wanted to shed some light and some nuance there. You know, why was there so much back and forth? And I try and set that up where Ed Dwight comes in, and, you know, he's literally someone out of central casting. You could say he's just as swashbuckling and talented as the elite of those other, you know, guys competing for these slots. And then there's Chuck Yeager at, you know, once at both times foe and mentor. And it's almost like, is it a battle of egos, wills, testaments? You know, what was it? You know, was it racism? You know, I felt like if there was all of those layers came into play during Ed Dwight's candidacy. You know, he was praised by the black press. You know, for them, they thought he already made it. So he was just on the cover of every magazine, you know, so much publication, so much press and attention. But then when it came down to the final selection by NASA, you know, he is not included. And, you know, to this day, it's never known exactly why. And I really try and give both sides a say, you know, Chuck Yeager through his words on what he thought was happening. And certainly Captain Ed Dwight, when I recognized he was around and great health and shape. I definitely wanted to include his story. So I found it certainly a great story, certainly maybe not so great to experience from, you know, at Dwight's point of view, but he was very proud and happy to tell it, as he should be, because he was, you know, qualified. He got up there. He was one of the candidates. He was training. So it kind of shows, hopefully, all the, you know, complications that history brings.
We're talking with Lorenz Grant. Black in Space, Breaking the Color Barrier, premieres Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Smithsonian Channel. It was not a straight road to get the first African-American into space. And along the way, there were some challenges and some losses, too. One of them being Robert Lawrence, who was killed in 1967.
Yes, I thought it's certainly important to include, you know, with great desire, great dreams, there's great risk and, unfortunately, often loss of life. After Ed Dwight, Robert Lawrence was tapped in a, you know, sort of a different way, and maybe he could have been on the moon himself, but he was killed tragically in a training accident. And it also is a reminder that even through the loss and the sorrow, you know, where the United States was at the time, because his widow shares, you know, a comment that here she is trying to grieve, and she gets a letter from some irate citizen who basically says, you know, I'm glad your husband's dead because we don't want any quote-unquote coons on the moon. So I thought that was had to be a painful thing to experience, but also to shed some light on where the United States was as a country, all the behind-the-scenes tensions, you know, with great joy comes great pain. You know, that are some of the history lessons. And then how it took yet, you know, more years, another decade, until 1983, where we have our first, at least American, Black astronaut. So I wanted to show how the road was long, it was fraught, as well as joyous.
And you talk about that barrier being broken in 1983, and then another barrier some 15 years later with astronaut Mae Jemison.
Yes. You know, it's exciting to, you know, spotlight these firsts. And in this documentary, you know, we were going all the way there, you know, the first of trying to get the first people of color into space. And since I wanted to include the geopolitical backdrop, you know, I felt it important to go to Russia. I went to Russia, I went to Cuba, interviewed those cosmonauts and get their perspectives of what was happening. And in the end of the documentary, kind of nod to all the other African-American firsts who were able to, you know, come next, and hopefully as that nod to show that, you know, we can have more. I mean, as of now, there's only been 14 African Americans in space. You could say only, or you could say that's amazing, but there's been more than 300 total around the world. So there's certainly room for more. And, you know, certainly NASA's committed to that diversity in the skies of so many, you know, aspects. But hopefully this documentary can be part of that conversation of what's next, what's left to come, and to not forget what has already happened.
Can't wait to see it premiering Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Smithsonian Channel, Black in Space. Lorenz Grant, it's wonderful to talk with you. Thanks so much for your terrific work, and thank you for making time for us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.